Hi, this is Steve Nakamoto, the author of Talk Like a Winner, 21 Simple Rules for Achieving Everyday Communication Success. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this program. During the next 75 minutes, I hope to give you a condensed version of my latest book that is designed to improve your communication skills for better personal and professional relationships. So what can a reader expect from this book? What I do is show you how to handle the 21 most critical steps to accelerating your success with everyday communication. Using these powerful ideas in your daily routine will allow you to take charge of your own life in the following ways. Make outstanding first impressions. Develop unshakable self-confidence. Connect quickly and easily with others. Keep your romantic connections alive. Get other people to like and respect you. Bring out the best in yourself and others. Avoid costly and unnecessary arguments. And build strong and healthy relationships that will last you a lifetime. The bottom line is that with the information in this book, a smart individual will enjoy the unlimited freedom of self-expression anytime, anywhere, and with anybody. This new refined ability to think, act, and talk like a winner will attract toward you the people and opportunities that leads to ultimate life success. If this sounds good to you, let's move on to some important background information right now. Here are some questions that need to be answered right in the beginning. The first one is, why did I write this book? For some time now, I've wanted to do a book on communication that was a cross between the advanced techniques that I learned as a trainer from motivational expert Tony Robbins, the people skills that I taught as an instructor for the Dale Carnegie Organization, and the interpersonal skills that I developed as a professional tour director leading groups of people on first-class sightseeing vacations. And in the role of the iVillage Answer Man, which is a post that I've held for over 5 years, I've also found that many relationship problems between men and women are either caused and or amplified by a lack of skill or awareness in everyday communications. Another question is, how did I come up with the title of Talk Like a Winner? I spent several months of playing around with book titles like Talk Less, Listen More, Strategic Small Talk, Good Talk, Bad Talk, and Small Talk for Big Results. It wasn't until I heard someone say in a seminar that I was attending that in order to be successful, you have to act like a winner. That seminar prompted me or inspired me to come up with the final title of Talk Like a Winner. A third question is, why did I choose the subtitle of 21 Simple Rules for Achieving Everyday Communication Success? I say simple rules because these are ideas that anyone can understand. It's more about raising a person's awareness and giving people clear ideas of what to do in order to create successful conversations. And I chose everyday communication success because I believe that too much emphasis has been placed on fancy techniques for influence and persuasion when it's the ability to establish a natural conversational flow that creates subtle bonds between two people. I believe that success in relationships is built one everyday conversation at a time. And a fourth question is, what is the most important principle that I teach in my book? I believe that life is a game of winners and losers, and it's a conscious choice to become a winner in life. Otherwise, you'll end up a loser in the context of not living up to your dreams of success, wealth, and happiness. In order to be a winner in life, you have to think like a winner, feel like a winner, act like a winner, and talk like a winner as well. And talking like a winner boils down to a few simple things. The ability to talk, listen, evaluate, and respond. And in this book, I also cover several other related pointers as well. One last question is, how does this audio CD differ from the printed book, Talk Like a Winner? This audio CD is a shortened or condensed version of the printed book. If I did a complete audio version, it would require 4 to 6 CDs in order to cover everything exactly as I had written it. What I've chosen to do is eliminate the story, quotations, examples, and analogies from this audio CD. Only 3 to 4 brief points to each chapter instead of 7 that appear in the printed book. Think of this audio CD as a general overview of the book and a reminder of the key topics, but for the more serious student of this material, you'll have to read the printed book for richer details. Okay, that should be enough background information for the time being. Let's move on right now to the first simple rule for achieving your everyday communication success.